A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 235. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are continuing our discussion of Big Finish Doctor Who spin-offs on audio. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. So yes, we're going into one of our periodic spin-offs from a British television genre show into another media, and we have got Big Finish and their audio dramas, and in this time we're looking at some spin-offs from Doctor Who, and it's sort of the fringes of the Doctor Who universe. And last time we discussed the stories in the Unbound series, which took a what-if sort of look at the history of Doctor Who and did some very different and quite often quite radical and controversial things with their stories, but certainly produced some interesting content. We also talked about Sarah Jane Smith with everybody's favourite investigative journalist getting her own Big Finish series and getting involved in some very weird and wonderful cases. Again, I suppose at the edges of the Doctor Who universe with no direct reference to the Doctor, but very much, I think, playing on her background with weird and wonderful events.
Yes, absolutely. Some interesting stuff in those ones for sure. So let's take a look at Vienna, which brings this character, Vienna Salvatore, possibly the most glamorous character of the Big Finish audio adventures, and they make a point of that in a number of cases. She is a ruthless assassin and a bounty hunter. And they have this idea that she does not allow anyone to hear her name and live. So she's this fairly nasty character, but the protagonist in this series, or at least she starts out as quite a nasty character. There's a lot of development and some interesting things in there. The reason this is a spin-off is that she was introduced in release 167, The Shadow Heart, in the Doctor Who main range or monthly range series that Big Finish puts out. That was a Seventh Doctor audio starring Sylvester McCoy, written by Jonathan Morris. And it had a number of sort of new and interesting characters, and one of them was Vienna Salvatore. That came out in November 2012 with Vienna played by Chase Masterson, the American actor probably best known for playing Lita, the Dabo girl, on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. She ended up with quite a prominent role by the end of that series and ended up becoming involved in Big Finish audios.
Yes, and the story of how she got involved with Big Finish is interesting in itself. She was at an American science fiction convention where I believe she was sat next to Frazier Hines, who of course played Jamie in the Doctor Who on television with the Second Doctor, and they got talking and chatting, and he suggested that she come over and do some Big Finish work because, of course, he appears in Big Finish audios himself. And that's how she came to come over and do the Shadow Heart. And there must have been something about the character that Big Finish liked, because not long afterwards, in February 2013, she returned in her own standalone story, also written by Jonathan Morris, and that was called The Memory Box.
Yes, that was a single-disc, standalone story, and it introduced the tone and the style of the Vienna spinoff. It's quite different from anything that was in The Shadow Heart.
Yes, and we're not going to get any references to Doctor Who beyond where she started in the Shadow Heart. But we are, as the name, the Memory Box, might suggest, we are going to get stories that are twisty and turny and full of strange tricks with memory and with identity. And I've heard them described as a bit like a Philip K. Dick science fiction story, although perhaps without his somewhat paranoid leanings in some of his fiction. And perhaps I might also say that the endings are a bit better in the Vienna stories, but that would just be my opinion.
Maybe so. There is sort of a Philip K. Dick influence, and that was something that Jonathan Morris had referenced himself. He said he was taking that type of thing, and it turned out that these ideas of memory and the manipulation of memory, which of course gets into identity as well, that is a very prominent idea throughout the Vienna series and used quite well, I think.
Yes, I was going to say, the thing about the memory, of course, does allow for some play with this idea that people can't hear her name and stay alive. Of course, it is possible if she can get rid of people's memories that they can do some twists and turns with that as well.
Yes, absolutely. And the Memory Box was successful enough to get a series. They did a three-story box set, and in fact, they've done three separate three-disc box sets now. Those came out in February of 2014 and February of 2015 and February of 2016. And Vienna is part of the stable of Big Finish characters. She appeared in the crossover event release called The Worlds of Big Finish, which came out in May 2015 before Series 3, and is not an essential piece of Vienna, I would say, but it is enjoyable to hear her interacting with some of the other Big Finish characters. There is quite a bit of character development for Vienna, and while at the beginning she is very clearly an assassin, and it's very clear that no one can know her name and live, this is sort of an important part of things, as things progress, she becomes not so much an assassin as much as a sort of troubleshooter and bounty hunter. And for various reasons in the stories, the idea of no one knowing her name is essentially put aside, but for some reasons that make some sense in the stories.
Okay, and also because these are more recent Big Finish releases, we also get something which I quite like from Big Finish, which is when they do the extra features. So we get some interviews with Chase Masterson and the writers and directors on some of the discs. Sadly, we don't have those for Unbound and Sarah Jane Smith, but I quite like them when they turn up with Big Finish, and that's where we got to hear Jonathan Morris talk, I think, about the Philip K. Dick connection and so on.
Yes, they had some extras on the Memory Box, at any rate.
At last. Computer?
Miss Salvatore?
Prepare ship for launch. And fix me a caffeine drink and some carbonutrients. I'm exhausted.
Very good. But first, before you left, you instructed me to give you a little reminder.
What sort of reminder?
Endochem Memorem SA Operatet.
Yes! I remember! Computer, release assignment crystal.
Releasing crystal.
Play back contents of memory box to assignment crystal.
Playing back contents of memory box.
Hi, this is Chase Masterson, and this is British Invaders, the podcast all about British science fiction television.
So, we should get into some of our thoughts about the three different spin-off type series we've been talking about. So let's jump in with Doctor Who Unbound. And Eamon, what did you like about Doctor Who Unbound, and which of the releases stood out for you?
Well, it certainly does something interesting and different with the ideas of the Doctor. And as you said in our last episode, they're perhaps inspired by Marvel's What If or the DC Comics Elseworlds type ideas of doing different interpretations of familiar characters. So the writing, it's perhaps, I suppose, we could say it's variable in places because some of the stories are more successful than others, but some of them are absolute crackers in terms of the writing and the casting. I mean, they've got some very, very good people playing all the various characters and different versions of the Doctors. When you've got people like David Warner, Nicholas Courtney, Mark Gatiss, Derek Jacobi, amongst others, it's pretty good stuff, I think, Brian.
Yes, absolutely. I have to agree that the writing is, in most of these, with only one or two exceptions, is very solid. And it's hard to find any issues with the performances. They've brought in some very good people, and they've made interesting choices as well. Having the sort of more questionable doctor in terms of morality, played by David Collins, I think was an interesting choice. They could have done slightly more obvious choices for that, and they did something that was really interesting with it.
I mean, you did ask me about which would be favourite stories. I particularly have to say like David Warner as the Doctor. And, of course, when he's paired with Nicholas Courtney, who's sadly no longer with us. But those two stories, Sympathy for the Devil and Masters of War, I think are both splendid introductions to the Doctor Who Unbound series, and both excellent in their own right.
Yes, those really are very good indeed. I think the story with David Collins, Full Fathom 5, is also something that is pretty unique in terms of Doctor Who and is very good. It works very well. So there are a lot of interesting things being done here and a lot of very strong stories.
Yes, Full Fathom 5, as you say, may have been controversial with fans because of its radically different version of the Doctor, but as a piece of audio drama, it's certainly gripping and compelling, very intriguing stuff and well worth a listen, even if, you know, you're not entirely convinced by David Collins as this sort of morally ambiguous doctor.
Yes, it does exactly what you can't do in normal Doctor Who. It does what you can only do in this sort of Unbound alternative continuity, where some of the others are almost compatible with Doctor Who, sort of just a bit of a twist to the left, if you like, where this one is really different and out there. And I'm really glad we have that in our collection of things for Doctor Who.
Now, we've mentioned that it's slightly variable in places and you're going to get on better with some of the stories than you are with others. I mean, I think it's an advantage that they're individually only a fiver each to get them from Big Finish now. But I suppose we do have to mention that some of the stories perhaps are less successful than others. What you might feel about a comedic take on the Doctor who spends a lot of her time just getting drunk in pubs, or even the Derek Jacobi story where it's not entirely clear what his relation is to the Doctor and whether he is just a poor sort of fading television writer with terrible family problems.
Yes, I think those two are the ones that are a little more questionable. The Derek Jacobi one, I actually quite enjoy. It isn't one of my favorite of these because it really isn't a Doctor Who story. It's more like a standalone, different kind of audio with some nice little Doctor Who elements blended into it. An interesting story, and also something that you really need something like Unbound to have this story. So I do enjoy that, but it certainly does have its issues if you're expecting something more Doctor Who-like. However, Exile is the one sort of real disappointment in this series for me. It just didn't work. I think a lot of the ideas in it were nice. The idea of the female version of the Doctor and how they did that, I think, is very nice. The idea of the Doctor escaping from the Time Lords and hiding by acting in a very un-Doctor-like way is also very nice. The idea of the comedy aspects are so-so. They don't always work that well. The idea of the doctor working in a supermarket and getting drunk all the time as her way of fitting in with 21st century Earth and not acting doctor-like, unfortunately really didn't work, and that was sort of the weak point in the Unbound series.
Okay. Now, when I was getting together some of our outlines for the show notes for this episode, I was wondering whether it would be possible to have any more Doctor Who Unbound, because I did like this idea of Big Finish sort of playing around at the edges of Doctor Who and doing some different interpretations. And of course, it did seem that because of the success of Doctor Who's return to television, that we probably wouldn't get any more Unbound. But as we've said, we now have the prospect, intriguing, of a return to the Unbound universe in the Bernice Summerfield adventures. And if we had to pick one of the Unbound Doctors to come back, I think I would go for the David Warner one. And that's what we're going to get this summer, Ryan.
Yes, and David Warner is indeed a fan favorite for Doctor Who Unbound, although certainly the Jeffrey Belden version is also very good and also well-liked, but I think if there's a fan favorite, it's probably David Warner. And the Unbound series was really a pre-New Doctor Who Big Finish thing. The way that Big Finish made Doctor Who before Doctor Who came back to our screens was different. It was more intended for people who were a little bit older, grew up watching the classic series or watching reruns during the 90s, and it was not as much with younger listeners in mind. And there was, I believe, a more permissive process of accepting stories by the BBC on the license. And when the new Doctor Who was there, they were turning a little more towards keeping younger listeners in mind in some ways. And the BBC also took a different take on what they would accept and allow license holders to do in Doctor Who stories because they were doing Doctor Who on television. And Doctor Who Unbound, it seems, is one of the things that Big Finish was allowed to do before there was New Doctor Who. But once New Doctor Who was in play, they had to really wrap that up and at a certain point stop doing them. And it's interesting to see that for whatever reason, they're now allowed to at least bring back an Unbound Doctor that they'd used before in this particular way with the Bernice Summerfield new adventures. So it will be really interesting to see what they do with that, and I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Okay, so that's Doctor Who Unbound. Do we have anything more to say about that series? It's certainly intriguing and interesting look at Doctor Who.
Yes, it's really a wonderful series, and it's one of the things that I come back to and re-listen to more than most other Big Finish Doctor Who releases, although I do come back to other things for sure. But it's one of the ones that's a special one.
Okay, let's turn then to Sarah Jane Smith. In a way, another special series because it features everybody sort of most loved, one of our most missed characters from Doctor Who. An interesting show, a sort of British X-Files was how I felt of like describing it, Brian, with Sarah Jane Smith investigating the weird and wonderful and some very strange cases that the series takes her to.
Yes, there is sort of a feel of that where we have something that is very much set in the present day with present-day characters in a very recognizable England, and sometimes other countries too, and bringing in these sort of more science fiction elements of the odd bits of alien technology or alien influence things, and strange things happening in different ways. It's something that I think was done quite well. Personally, I think the second series was stronger than the first series.
Yes. I mean, there is. It does, I think, pick up as it goes along and gets, by the time of the second series, it's really, I think, firing on all cylinders, and they've got the stories just right. And of course, the performances, as you say, Liz Sladen, she had quite a bit to do with the series. She's remarkable. And we've got some great villains in there. You mentioned, I think, Jacqueline Pierce, fantastic always, and nice to hear her on Big Finish.
Yes, and putting her opposite Stephen Greif was also quite neat. Sadie Miller, Liz Sladen's daughter, is very good in this, and it's lovely to have the two of them together. This is something that Big Finish has done a number of times, having doctors or companions acting across from their own children when the children are actors. So that's been an interesting thing to have in there, and it was done quite well here. And it's all in all a quite strong series. I think the first season was quite early in Big Finish, and it was, I think, the first time they were doing a present-day series that was set in present-day England and didn't have a big science fiction character like the Doctor in the center spotlight.
Right. But of course, it does have, you know, the First Lady of the TARDIS in a way, although, of course, we don't get any reference to the TARDIS or the Doctor directly. And it's a fitting tribute to her, I think, to have these two Big Finish series that we can go back and listen to.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it works best as a series, listening to all of Series 1 and then all of Series 2. It holds together very well as a series, and I think that's more interesting than any of the individual episodes.
Were there any issues you had with them? I mean, last time with Unbound, we had a few problems with the variability in the stories. Any problems you had with the Sarah Jane Smith stories?
No big problems. Some of the sound design and some of the way things were put together in the first series were not quite up to Big Finish's usual standards. They're respectable. They're perfectly decent. But it's not quite produced at the level that we see in some of the other productions, or certainly in the later productions. But all of that is taken care of by Series 2. And Series 2, I think, is very strong indeed. And even Series 1 is well worth listening to, for sure.
Yes. I mean, we've come to expect such high standards of audio production from Big Finish that in the first season here, I was slightly surprised by some of the choices they made when characters are speaking on phones or voices coming from outside buildings, where they obviously have chosen to muffle the sound to represent the phone call or the fact that there's a character outside a door. But it does rather sort of make it slightly difficult to hear what they're saying, which is quite important for the plot. And it did surprise me slightly for the first series. But as you say, by the time they get to the second series, I think they've really, it's all clicked together. They've got some great stories and great actors, and the audio production is fantastic from then on.
Yes, absolutely. Now let's talk about Vienna, which is a very different type of series. Its only real link to Doctor Who being that one appearance in the Doctor Who main range that Vienna had, and her Worlds of Big Finish appearance as well. Aside from those, Vienna is really in her own type of series and almost like her own separate world or separate universe.
It is interesting to have this science fiction with a twist that's quite separate, really, from the Doctor Who universe. And as you say, there's no references beyond her first appearance in the Shadowheart. So, if you like a little bit of more sort of twisty-turny science fiction about memory and identity, then this one is certainly one to have a listen to.
Yes, I agree. I think it's quite a strong series. I have very few issues with it. It's generally well-written and well-performed. The one thing that I would have to mention that is possibly on the more negative side is that over time, especially in the in parts of the second series and in the third series, it sort of moves and evolves quite far from where it started, which is certainly an interesting thing. But if you are intent on that original idea of the assassin who doesn't allow anyone to know her name or to remember her name, it moves away from that into different things. So it's something that you do have to keep in mind with this series. Although the things that they go to are equally interesting. It's still a very good series, and it's a slightly more identifiable character and a slightly less ruthless and more quirky character they end up with later on. And Chase Masterson ends up doing well with that version of the character as well. So it is actually something that that definitely works.
Yes, I think they probably had to, Brian, because I think, you know, the having the character be an incredibly ruthless assassin perhaps wouldn't have appealed to listeners as if they'd continued in that vein.
It only worked for so long. I think that's right.
Yes. So I think they did have to develop her into a more of a sort of bounty hunter person who can take on a variety of jobs. And the, you know, the catchphrase of "nobody hears my name and lives" is good as a catchphrase. But again, it sort of does limit some of the story possibilities. And I think that they've managed to work with that as she's developed into the second and third series.
Yes, and they did make that transition quite well. If you go and listen for that, it's quite clear why that, you know, those changes have to happen. And again, there is memory manipulation involved, and there are other kinds of interesting science fiction things, interesting biotech ideas and things that come up in it. So it is quite neat as a space science fiction series that gets into some good, solid science fiction ideas.
I suppose one of the only criticisms we might have is that it, at times, because of the nature of the plot and the things it's doing with memory and identity, it can be at times quite confusing to keep up with it all, although usually all is resolved at the end. But along the way, it might become a little bit tricky to find, remember what's happening and who is who.
I enjoy the complexities of it, but I can see why there could be issues there, yes.
And it's all held together brilliantly, I think, by an engaging performance by Chase Masterson in the title role. So, again, if you want a bit of sort of science fiction, as I say, out there on the edges of the Doctor Who universe with a Philip K. Dick-like twist in it, then this one might be one to check out. And certainly audio production and standards very, very good here. And I rather like the music for the Vienna series as well.
Yes, absolutely. So I think we should get to our recommendations here, and this will be a little more complicated than our usual set of recommendations. I think I will start here and say that all of these series that we've talked about are very good, and I, despite the odd weaknesses we've mentioned, I would recommend any of them starting from the beginning and going through in order. That being said, if I were going to recommend one series or episode for someone who does not know Doctor Who audio very well or is not particularly into classic Doctor Who and so on, that would have to be Vienna, because it's a very good, more or less standalone series that has its neat little corner of the Doctor Who universe. And The Memory Box is a great little standalone story with some really nice science fiction.
Yeah, that is interesting, because I thought you would have picked Doctor Who Unbound as your first series, Brian.
Well, I will say that if you are a Doctor Who fan, especially a classic Doctor Who fan, and even better if you know Doctor Who audio a little bit, then Doctor Who Unbound is amazing, and I would absolutely say jump into that for sure. If you're new to some of this stuff, I would say listen to a bit of the Doctor Who main range. There are some excellent releases in the first 50 of the Big Finish Doctor Who main range, which are available as downloads at a discount now. I would say, you know, check out a couple of those, and there are plenty of recommendations for those hanging around. I would say check out those first, and then go to Doctor Who Unbound. Or, you know, if you're thinking about watching more of the classic series of Doctor Who, do some of that, and then go to Unbound. It's a wonderful series, but I will say that it works at its best if you have a bit of context of classic Doctor Who and Doctor Who audio.
Okay. Well, I certainly would agree with you about the Vienna series being a splendid, quirky science fiction show, and that the best way to start would probably be with the Memory Box, which is only £8 on download. So I think, you know, if you want to find out whether this is a series for you, listen to the Memory Box. You'll certainly get, I think, the essentials of the Vienna character and the flavour of the series. Like yourself, Brian, Doctor Who Unbound, I love the concepts. I think, of course, it is slightly, as we've said repeatedly, slightly variable in places, and perhaps Exile and Deadline might not be your first choices of listening to. But if you want to get to some of the best of the Unbound series, then you probably have got no better place to start with than either Old Mortality with Jeffrey Belden and Caroline Ford, or my particular favourite, Sympathy for the Devil, with David Warner and Nicholas Courtney, which is a splendid story. And that one, only £5, like the rest of the Unbound series, I think is particularly good value, Brian.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to get into Doctor Who audio, if it appeals to you, look at some of those first 50. You have things in those like Spare Parts and the Marion Conspiracy and the Spectre of Lanyon Moore. You have what's called the Villain Trilogy with Omega, Davros, and Master. You have a lot of very good audios in there, and those are, I believe, £3 each on downloads. So if you're getting into Doctor Who audio, check out a few of those, and then maybe go to Unbound, because there's some really interesting stuff there. They do some things that you won't find elsewhere. And there's some excellent stuff in the newer box sets and all sorts of things. It's too much to get into here. But there are lots of great things to get into, for sure.
Okay. Now, of course, we haven't mentioned Sarah Jane Smith. If you were to pick out one of the 9 stories as a particular favourite or a recommendation, would you be able to choose one, Brian?
I would probably have to go with Snowblind from the second series, which is, you know, just a very strong story. But, you know, the run of series, including those sort of arc aspects, are very good. It is nice to have Terrence Dix and Barry Letts writing in there. We should mention that it does end on a cliffhanger that presumably will not be resolved. But as things were happening, once the Sarah Jane adventure started on television, it was no longer possible for Big Finish to do their own Sarah Jane Smith series. And then, sadly, in 2011, Elizabeth Sladen passed away. So there is a cliffhanger ending, but there is some lovely stuff throughout in the Sarah Jane Smith series.
Okay, splendid stuff. So, overall, 3 very interesting series, 3 quite different series, but ones we would sort of recommend that you have a look at and maybe pick up some of the episodes.
Yes, absolutely. There's some excellent stuff in the Big Finish Doctor Who universe, and with these 3 things, we've really only scratched the surface.
Absolutely. And as you say, you know, dip into the Doctor Who main range, particularly those earlier stories, which are very cheap on Big Finish. Is spare parts only £3 now?
I think it is.
Well, that's an absolute bargain, because that's one of the great Doctor Who stories there. So, yes, that's well worth a listen. And from there, you may, as you say, you may want to move on to the rest of the series, or you may dip into Unbound.
Yes, absolutely. So, in summary, Big Finish has been creating audio dramas with Doctor Who and spin-offs of Doctor Who since 1999, and they have done a large number of Doctor Who audio dramas and many different spin-off series. In particular, we have been talking about the Doctor Who Unbound spin-off, which does stories with different versions of the Doctor played by different actors in alternative versions of continuity, where we get different things that couldn't quite happen in regular Doctor Who, where you have sort of what-if scenarios. What if the Doctor had not left Gallifrey? What if the Doctor had a different set of moral values? What if the Doctor arrived too late to help the Brigadier and UNIT in the Third Doctor era, and so on. And it gave us some different and interesting and challenging things in a different take on Doctor Who. Sarah Jane Smith was a spin-off series featuring the 1970s companion played by Elizabeth Sladen, and it had her as a discredited journalist, investigative journalist, who is continuing to investigate a variety of issues with the help of some other characters. And it is set very much in the present day, but has some strange science fiction things coming into it as well, which makes for a very interesting series that they did over two series a number of years ago. Vienna has a much looser connection to the Doctor Who universe. The character of Vienna Salvatore appears in a Doctor Who serial on Big Finish called The Shadow Heart. She also later has an appearance in The Worlds of Big Finish, interacting with other Big Finish characters. But for the most part, she has a standalone series, acting first as an assassin, later as more of a bounty hunter and hired hand, and doing some very glamorous types of appearances, and getting into lots of memory manipulation and different interesting science fiction and space opera types of ideas along the way.
Now, as ever, impeccable stuff from Big Finish. Lots of interesting stories to consider. Do let us know your own favourites. Drop by the Facebook group and tell us which ones you heard and which would be your recommendations from these series and from the rest of Big Finish as well.
Yes, let us know if you think of the many spin-offs, if there are some that we should have covered in this that we decided not to, because there are many others. And let us know if you think we didn't get it right on some of these, if you have different opinions.
Absolutely. And of course, please come back to us next time. We're back on television. We're going back to 1976 and a BBC production of The Picture of Dorian Gray. It appears in a box set called the Oscar Wilde Collection. And it's got quite an impressive cast in this show. And it's also, I quite like it because it completes those late Victorian Gothic horror stories that we've sometimes gone to in past shows. So I'm looking forward to discussing that next time, Brian.
Yes, it's definitely an interesting one, and as you say, has quite an impressive cast.
Hi, this is Paul Sprague from Big Finish, and this is British Invaders, the podcast all about British science fiction television.
You can find us and all of our past episodes, 230-odd of them, at britishinvaders.com. And you can find us on Facebook. If you search for British Invaders there, you will find our community, and please join us in our discussions there. They're always fun.
yes, come along and suggest some new shows for us to cover. We're always interested in suggestions and in hearing what you think about some of the shows we've talked about. Or come and join us at the Voice of Geeks Internet radio station. That's at vognetwork.com, vognetwork.com. You'll find British Invaders going out on Mondays and Tuesdays, but you'll also find a host of other interesting shows that may pique your interest. And of course, there's a great community there to say hello and join in as well.
Absolutely. Lots of fun stuff there. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada. Signing off.
Yes, thank you very much for being with us. Until next time, it's Eamon in England, and I'm signing off with a very predictable line that you may have heard, seen coming, but oh, Vienna, this means nothing to me.